When U.S. Special Forces conducted a raid last month that freed several al-Qaeda hostages in Yemen, they failed to find the one American hostage they had intended to liberate. That's Luke Summers, a 33-year-old freelance photojournalist. Yesterday, al-Qaeda released a video threatening to kill him by Sunday. Summers himself also appears in that video and says his life is in danger. Reporter Iona Craig, who lives in Yemen, wrote about it yesterday in the Times of London. You tweeted, Iona, "I can't quite believe I had to write this morning." Why did you say that?
Because Luke was kidnapped some time ago now. It was in September 2013, and it's the first time, really, that al-Qaeda here has threatened a hostage in such a way. They've never threatened to kill a hostage before, and so this all came as quite a shock. And Luke's a friend of mine. I'd known him since he first arrived in Yemen and when I first arrived in 2010. So yeah, it's been quite a hectic last 24 hours.
Tell us a bit about Luke. You know him, as you said, he's a friend. Why did he go to Yemen?
I think, you know, with Luke, I mean, I can't speak for him personally. I'm not sure that's ever a conversation I really have with him. But, you know, with a lot of people, it's about curiosity of Yemen. It's always a fascinating place. There aren't many photojournalists here. There aren't many journalists here. And he's an incredibly calm and collected person. Even for anybody who watched that video that al-Qaeda released of him, you know, he spoke incredibly calmly into the camera. And that's very representative of his personality.
You know, notably in the video, Iona, Luke asks for help. If anything can be done, please let it be done, he says. And he does not state that he's converted to Islam. He does not criticize American hegemony. Explain how this kidnapping and death threat from al-Qaeda is different from the videos we've seen of Westerners held by ISIS.
I think the difference is here, we have seen videos before that have not been attributed to al-Qaeda, and they have very similar messages actually to what Luke said, pleading for help, often giving a deadline, and all of those hostages have in the past been released. But as I say, this is the first time it's come through al-Qaeda officially, and it appears to be a direct result of the U.S. rescue attempt last week, where U.S. Special Forces led a raid in eastern Yemen to try and rescue Luke. And in the process of that, seven al-Qaeda fighters were killed.
Yeah, as to that rescue attempt, Luke's brother has come out and said he and his family had no knowledge of the rescue attempt. Does that imply that there's concern now that the failed rescue attempt has put Luke in even greater danger?
It has put him in an even greater danger. And I think, obviously, you know, the family's message was clear in the sense that Luke is not a representative of the US government and that they didn't know that this was going to happen. You know, maybe we'd be talking very differently if that rescue attempt had succeeded and he'd been released. But it didn't. And as I say, there was seven al-Qaeda members killed. And this has created an escalation and has made al-Qaeda come out with this response and with this threat to kill him, as they see it, almost as a form of justice for the deaths of their own fighters. You know, obviously, decision makers back in Washington, they've tried these kind of rescues before. We saw it with Jim Foley in Syria, that this is the first time they've tried this in Yemen. And at the moment, we're seeing that, yeah, it's left Luke in a pretty precarious situation right now.
Iona Craig, a journalist in Sana'a, Yemen, and a friend of Luke Summers. Iona, thank you very much. Take good care.
Thank you.